long building that way, with the upstairs in it there, and that's where you put your hay and stuff, is up on the floor up there, see, it won't get wet, won't rot.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you call that upstairs?
A barn, to keep your hay and stuff in, feed, see.
But did you have a special name for that upstairs part?
Just the barn where you kept, and they had stables down below there where you kept cows and things in, see.
Were there, the fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk?
Yeah, that was a lot, we called it, see, and had it fenced around there where they wouldn't get outside, see. Mm-hmm. Then we had a back gate back of the lot there. We'd go open that gate and let them get out in the pasture, see. They never did get outside, though, you know, just out in the pasture, see.
They're not allowed to just walk outside anymore?
Well, they ain't supposed to be.
Yeah.
No, they're not supposed to be nothing on the outside. That's strictly ain't supposed to be.
Well, there sure are a lot of them.
There's a lot of them going on right around here, all right. There's places right up the road there where they don't know shut the cows up. But
why don't they get arrested for it?
Well, I'll kind of look for that sometimes. Well, it's dangerous too, about having a wreck, killing yourself or killing a cow or horse, something like that. I used to take one time right up there, Mr. Smith up here. I went on up there that next joint, called him. They said, oh, he wouldn't own it. He wouldn't own the cow. I said, oh, yeah. I said, if it's old man Henry's, he'll strictly say it's his. I went up there and called him. He got in his car and come down there and said, Robert, said, strike a match. I struck a match. He said, yep. Yeah. That's mine. We'll say, you all have that yearling if you want it. I said, I got plenty of them. They loaded it back to the car and got it on. He told me, yep, it was his.
Hey, trees blow down. Why isn't that with all that light and thunder and going on up this torch climb before they just pound?
Did you ever have a fenced in place in the pasture where you could keep the cows overnight or where you could milk the cows?
Well, we had a place like that when they'd go to ship some of them or something, you know, would sort them out and put the ones we're going to sell in that place and then load them on the truck. But where we always done our milking, so this is, that was at the barn where it had a shelter and everything. See.
Did you ever have any shelters for the cows besides the barn?
Well, no. A big barn's all they had down there. Stoward place, but it was a big barn, had 100 head cows. Yeah, it was big blues. That storm, when it come here, tore that barn all to pieces.
What was that storm you're talking about?
Neil, they called it.
What was that called?
Canale, that's what they called it. But I just called it storm. That's what it attacked to me. It blowed some of the windows out of the schoolhouse. That's where we was at, over that schoolhouse. It blowed some of the windows out of there.
I bet that was pretty frightening. I'd hate to be in a storm like that.
But I tell you right now, it's dangerous now. There ain't no joke to it. It is. It's... Well, I left the shack in because I told you, I was going to school because that's where I went. I went to school. See, it's a big brick building, see. It's a big brick building.